Yo, what up, podcasters? We are back in the car, and I just got done with a DJ set. Feeling really good about it. Had a great time. Honestly, life is amazing, and not because anything really spectacular is going on. I mean, I think every moment's a great moment, but you have to count your blessings and appreciate the life you were given. By having immense gratitude, you can change your perspective, like, on another level. I think gratitude is the foundation to why I am the way I am. I got very lucky that I started going on the gratitude tree. You know, I got very hyped. My life, the life that you were given is like more awesome than you think. Most people don't appreciate the things that they were given. I'm especially appreciative of the things that I've also worked for too. I mean, everything's a blessing at the end of the day. Like, there's not really something that, you know, everything's a blessing. There's not really something that, you know, you get what I'm trying to say. Ah, that's my point, guys. Count your blessings. It'll make all the problems that you're stressing over just kind of melt away and disappear because you're less focused on them. You're more focused on the things that you do have as opposed to the things that you don't. I could go all day. I could go all day on this shit, my God. I'm crazy with it, you know? We get crazy out here. We get crunk. We start throwing up signs, gang signs, you know what I mean? Gang, gang. Gucci gang. No, for real. Count your blessings. What more is there to say? Like, if you do that, you're good. You're golden. Everything just, like, magically fixes itself because you're that grateful. Gratitude heals in ways that nothing else can. And gratitude is, like, free, like, for you to have gratitude in your life, it costs $0. So, there's nothing really limiting you from having gratitude other than yourself. And let's say you say, oh, well, you know what, Ryan, I am grateful. I have gratitude. Well, that's great, Jimmy. But you need more of it. You know, you gotta have so much that's like oozing out of you. You got too much. You're like, oh, too much gratitude. It's not a bad thing to have too much gratitude. It's actually one of the best things on earth. I just don't understand how we got to a point in time. Like, you literally get on a plane, on a machine that flies you to another state, thousands of miles away. You get into a car, a machine that drives you 50 miles down the road. Like, we're living in some of the best times ever. I mean, if you got running water, if you got a roof over your head, if you got some food on your plate, and some clothes on your back, like, what are we complaining about? Because there are unlimited amounts of people that don't have that. And yet, we sit here and complain about what we don't have. If you stopped worrying about what you don't have, your happiness level would just increase tenfold. But we don't think like that. No one understands that. I just don't get it. I just don't. I'm so big on this kick right now, like, I don't know, I just want to make content, like, document my process. I mean, this is it right here. This is the podcast. This is the documentation. And, yeah, I'm just so grateful. Like, good things are starting to happen. And if you understand how great things are becoming, well, you know. If you know, you know. But yeah, so many good things are happening, starting to happen for me. Not only am I, like, super serious with my craft, but I also don't take myself that seriously either. So it's like, you know, this really good balance in between the two. But yeah, gosh, just count your blessings. Do it. What are you waiting for? It's a blessing. You got so many blessings. And if I can have a real vulnerable moment with you guys, I'm going to start doing this more often. Moment of vulnerability right here. You know, part of me will think that I had a romantic partner. You know, somebody that I could fight crime with or just build, you know what I mean? Part of me wishes that I had that. And the other part of me is, like, happy with the independence and the freedom and just, like, being me. Like, I don't know, maybe I am just a lone wolf, or maybe I'm not looking hard enough, but, you know, hey, I'm getting pulled in different directions. Like, it's tough, it's really tough to put my finger on, but, I don't know, we'll see what happens. Just, again, count your blessings. Like, I can't be upset. I can't feel bad for myself. But I also know, like, I don't know, it's crazy. It really is crazy, because I don't feel like I'm in a position to, like, put a lot of time and energy into a relationship, if I'm being completely honest. I use all my time and energy and put it towards what I'm building. So that at the end of the day, like, I don't really have much left. But it would be nice, you know, to have someone that you could talk to. I'm just my own best friend at this point. And I hope you guys are becoming your own best friends too, because that's, like, the first step. But I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for everything. Gratitude is number one. I'll talk to you later. Peace.